WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful people. It's your girl Riley Hart here, coming at you live with another dose of high-value wisdom on high-value woman, standards, and self-worth daily. Today we're diving deep into something that's close to my heart, self-care. Now, I know what you're thinking. Riley, self-care is like the biggest buzzword ever. But trust me, there's a reason it's so popular. Because honestly, taking care of ourselves isn't just some trendy hashtag. It's the foundation for a truly balanced and fulfilling life. We all have that inner voice. Sometimes it whispers, sometimes it screams, telling us to push harder, do more, be better. But what happens when we forget to listen to that quiet voice inside that needs rest, rejuvenation, and maybe even a little pampering? You end up feeling burned out, drained, and honestly, not your best self. Ever felt like you're running on empty? Like you're just going through the motions, but you're nowhere near truly living? That's where self-care comes in, my friends. It's about making conscious choices to nourish your mind, body, and soul, not as a reward, but as a fundamental necessity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car without regular maintenance, right? So why treat your amazing self any differently? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you weave self-care into the fabric of your daily life. 1. Prioritize your physical well-being. Listen up, ladies. This isn't just about hitting the gym every day, although that's fantastic. It's about nourishing your body with wholesome foods that fuel you from the inside out. Think colorful fruits and veggies, lean proteins, and plenty of water. Remember those amazing energy levels you had as a kid? You can totally reclaim them. Movement is also key. Find something you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hiking in nature, or even just taking a brisk walk around the block. 2. Master the art of saying no. This one's a game changer. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes to everything and everyone, leaving yourself depleted and overwhelmed? It's time to reclaim your power by learning to say no to commitments that don't align with your priorities or drain your energy. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first, your well-being matters. 3. Unplug and recharge. In today's hyper-connected world, we're constantly bombarded with information and notifications. Take a break from the digital noise. Schedule regular, unplugged, time where you disconnect from screens and reconnect with yourself. Read a book, take a relaxing bath, or simply enjoy the quiet moments of stillness. You'll be amazed at how much energy and clarity you gain. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds can race a mile a minute, stuck in worry or anxiety? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on those mental spirals. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment, noticing your breath, your surroundings, your feelings. Even 5 minutes of daily mindfulness practice can make a world of difference in reducing stress and increasing self-awareness. 5. Embrace your inner creative. Remember that childlike spark of curiosity and creativity? Never let it fade. Explore hobbies that bring you joy, whether it's painting, writing, playing music, or anything else that ignites your passion. Creativity is a powerful way to tap into your inner resources and express yourself authentically. Let me tell you about Sarah, a brilliant woman I met at a networking event last week. She was juggling a demanding job, family responsibilities, and her own budding photography business. But she radiated this incredible calmness and energy, a true testament to her self-care practices. She shared that every morning before work, she takes 15 minutes for yoga and meditation. It sets the tone for her day, allowing her to approach challenges with grace and clarity. She also makes time for creative expression by sketching in her notebook during lunch breaks, a small act of joy amidst the hustle and bustle. Sarah's story is a beautiful reminder that self-care isn't about grand gestures, it's about weaving little acts of love into your daily routine. So, my incredible listeners, what are you waiting for? Start today. Choose one or two self-care practices from this episode and make them non-negotiable in your life. Remember, you deserve to feel balanced, energized, and truly happy. And when you prioritize your well-being, the world benefits too, because a high-value woman is an unstoppable force of positivity and inspiration. Let's hear it. What self-care practices are you already incorporating into your life? Share them with me on social media. I can't wait to connect with you. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so we can spread the love far and wide. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.